Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network of Block Talk Radio. You can check us out every Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. and every Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on Block Talk Radio, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network. And you can check us out on our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. Before I get into my little PSA, we have, like, breaking news right here. We got a big, big letter coming that came in that thanks to Tucker Carlson, my friend. We actually got something really breaking, and it's important because it's we have written proof that Joe Biden is cahoots. We have written proof that Joe Biden was worked with Archer and Burisma and Hunter Biden. And after confirming Joe Biden met with Devin Archer about 20 times, Tucker Carlson, our friend, and now here on this, The Truth Is Out There, unveils a never-before-seen letter from Joe Biden to Archer, clearly establishing Biden's intimate knowledge of his son's foreign business details. And that's what we have. We got the letter. And we post part of it on Facebook and Twitter and elsewhere.
How long till he resigns? How long now till he resigns?
Real soon. He's got it's any day now. Well, don't be surprised if they come out with another indictment on Trump because we got the letter that's going to convict Joe Biden. And anyway, Tucker,
this is Hunter.
Yeah. This is an overview. Tucker, this is Tucker speaking. He's the vice president of the United States, and he's talking about foreign business deals with you and thanking you for that. Archer goes, this is an interview with Archer. At the time, I think I hit the jackpot, but obviously as time has told, bring a little bit too close to the sun ends up burning you. Tucker goes, so these are not business guys. This is the vice president of the United States. He's not allowed to
Take a breath for a minute. What is the job of the vice president?
He's supposed to work what the Obama administration is supposed to be doing. But
okay,
apparently, unless we can, we're going to tie Obama into
business,
this too.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Him doing business dealings came directly out of Obama, or he violated the Constitution. Which is it?
Both ways.
It happened both ways.
Anyway.
Hold it. So Obama made money on this too.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Anyway,
okay.
Anyway, Tucker goes, these are not business guys. This is the vice president of the United States. He's not allowed to be working on business with foreign governments while he's vice president, I don't think. Archer goes, not that I know of. And he's not. It's a violation of Hatch Act, among other things. Tucker goes, but he is. And Archer goes, right. And he is working on, and we have to let it conclude that. And that has been posted. And I urge everyone to go to Twitter, Tucker's Twitter feed.
Is that letter signed by Joe Biden? Is that letter signed and dated by Joe Biden?
Yes.
What?
Joe Biden.
John
Hancock. From Joe Biden to Archer. Joe Biden wrote the letter, and he sent it to Archer.
Wow.
So that's the big thing there.
Was it on the breaking news there? Was it on the vice president's stationery?
I can't disclose yet because that's something that Tucker Carlson and others have wanted to be too. But that's the breaking news that we've just broken.
Holy
now
shit.
It's holding off on that.
That will really slice the pie down into little crumbles if it's on
the stationery. I wouldn't be surprised to retaliate and try to indict one of us again.
What now? Let's see. January 6th is a fraud because they didn't do anything because it was Antifa who were the bad people pretending to be MAGA. And it was all a setup. Nancy Pelosi refused to have anybody there because she knew it was a setup because it was it. There was murder there at the Capitol on purpose of Ashley Babbitt. Okay, so they should all be held for murder. Okay, first-degree murder, premeditated, as far as I'm concerned. Okay? Fraud, lies, cheats, and everything against the American people, because a lot of them are in jail being brutalized on, for nothing, that they did nothing wrong. Okay? And that yet, that's another fraud. And they're hurting people. Agenda 21, genocide. Okay? So this is all. What else could they bring against Trump?
Well, they're going to try to bring in Georgia with a phone call, which, by the way, is legit. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz, who's an excellent thing on the Constitution, he's wrote many books, and he's more of a left-winger than a right-winger than anything. He said that the January 6th Trump of Diamonds is going to be thrown out. It's not likely to survive because that indictment is not really an indictment. What it is, it's killing your free speech. It literally is trying to silence opposition party. That is against
the
Constitution.
He is going toe-to-toe with the Constitution. This guy is Satan.
Well, he looks like Satan, too. Jack Smith is a puppet. Garland is the mastermind on that, but the big mastermind
Garland's
is Joe Biden and Obama.
Garland's a puppet. You know who the mastermind is?
George Soros, Obama, and Biden.
And Hillary. Can't forget her. Shit.
That's a big thing there. But I'm going to tell you now, Scarlett, everybody. But let me do the PSA before we continue.
All right. PSA.
All right. Okay. Now, what's going on with Trump is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the demo, by the way, and I'm telling you, I got a lot of people that I talked to today, and on different campaigns, whatever it may be, and now, some of it was political, some wasn't, but the thing is, they talked to me and said, you know what, I'm not going to be involved in any of these stuff until we get rid of Democrats, and this is from all the parties across the spectrum, and they're saying that it's not just this country, it's actually around the whole world. What they call the world order, the cabal.
They're coup d'etat-ing the world.
Right.
That's what they're doing. Okay. Right. They're pulling the wag dog on the world so they can control the world. That is never going to happen. Okay? This is not going to be Hitler part two.
Right, but that's what they're trying to do, and the stuff that's happening today is the last for a while now. Which Trump is right, by the way. I'm talking to now everyone and anyone that listens to us. Millions and millions of people listen to us every show. We're about 130 countries worldwide, and between that
that's
and
right.
the podcast, there are millions and millions of people that listen to us, and I'm talking to. Are listening on this now. If you think that they're going to stop going, if they get rid of Trump and they're going to try to, they're not going to, but they're going to try to. Do you think that if they do get rid of Trump, they're going to stop there? I have a bridge in Brooklyn that sell you. If you believe
they're
that.
They're never, ever going to get rid of Donald. J. Trump.
No, they're not. But what I'm saying is that they're not.
They're bullies and they're having a tantrum, and they're bad at it. They're an annoying.
These people,
you know, like a thorn in the side.
Yeah.
They're a pet.
Mm-hmm.
They're a pet.
Right.
You know?
But they are literally this here is their world operations. This is a communist. This is socialism.
And crumbling it. Nada, but deep down, the American people are judicial. They are law and order. They are Constitution. They are MAGA. They are patriots and sons of liberty, and don't tread on me. They underestimate who they're dealing with, okay? We are USA. We are country. We are dug in. There is no way that they can take us out. No way. They can go yada yada and bullshit all they want, but it ain't going to happen. You know? They are just an annoyance, and they are pests. But they are never going to win. They haven't won yet. They waste money and time. Okay? You know what? They need to fold up their little bullshit and go away.
But they're not. The only way you're going to defeat these people is to eliminate them. These are communists through and through, and they will not quit until you eliminate them.
Put them on a cargo ship and put them in the middle of the ocean and leave them there.
Yeah, well, they, there was a guy that was... There was a guy out in Pennsylvania that they had at that Right Side Broadcasting interviewed. He got it right. He should have said it, but he got it right. The only way you're going to get rid of these people is you to arrest them, try them, arrest them, and execute them. And that's it.
But
and that goes from the top down.
It. Hello, you and I and all the whatever would be in jail for this. Okay,
right.
But they're not. And that is a problem. And I'm trying to understand why it's not done. And don't tell me it takes forever. That's such bullshit. Okay, let's get it done. Okay, procrastination is bullshit. What, you got to dot your I's and cross your T's for every little thing? They don't do it. Arrest them. Then let's figure it out. You have enough to arrest them. Arrest them. Do your job. Show America you got a set. Make it happen. Okay? Show the people that you got courage. Hell, Donald J. Trump has courage. Joe Goldner has courage. Butler has courage. Where are the rest of you? Uh-huh. What's the matter? It's just three of us against the world? Well, if that's it, we will conquer.
Right, by the way, we exposed one of the traitors. One of the first people we need to get rid of is Mike Pence. He's such a clown, and he needs to go, too. He's just as guilty as Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the other people.
He's pussied out. Excuse my language. He's Brutus. They call him Brutus. That's bullshit. He had the right to do the correct thing. Okay?
Right. He had the
law
to go
on.
He didn't do it.
It's like
McCain. He didn't want to get rid of Obamacare because Trump wanted to get rid of him. He hates Trump, so he put thumbs down and screwed the American people. That's what he did. Mike Pence did the same thing because he's deep state.
It tells you who's liberal left wing Democrat. They're Democrats.
Right, and he guarantees he's not going to go. There's only one guy that has been standing still with next to Trump in the Republican side, and that's Romney.
Promises kept. Even DeSantis didn't keep his word. Okay.
No. The other person. Oh, by the way, the other breaking story coming from several sources is that one of the people that they're talking about, of course, you know about Kristi Noem, a VP, but something that you were saying that's also in the subject, and that's Robert Kennedy Jr. And that's another one that's now on top of the list. Those two,
that's the blue dog side of the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Okay. The conservative, the law and order, you know what I mean? Right from wrong. Okay.
You're right.
Right.
Now we're going to go off topic for a second and go. We had also breaking news earlier this afternoon, where we had a nationwide raid and we arrested 19 different people involved with child sex trafficking, including seven in Bay County, Florida. So we're starting to look. I urge everyone to see Sound of Freedom. I still get the brace on that when we promote Sound of Freedom. I still get people from the left.
You know who's for Sound of Freedom? I saw a photo. You know who's for Sound of Freedom? Mark Wahlberg.
Yes. A lot of the entertainment field that's on the conservative end do love Sound of Freedom and promoting it. $150 million so far and counting and growing, and they added more theaters this past week, so you're going to see a big jump there, and it's worldwide now, so it's going to really take off. You know, it's a lot better than seeing Barbie, who's an anti-father type movie. So, you know, that's a big thing there.
Well, you know, pro-father.
Yeah.
Father's right. Parental sharing. Don't use divorce as a weapon. It's about the child.
It
takes two to make a child, two to raise a child. Get over it. Okay? Because the child comes first. It's not about a dollar bill, paying the bills. It's not about any of that. That's all shallow thing shit. It's about the child. Love and caring and nurturing and being a team. You don't have to be married to be a team. I mean, you should be married because you want two parents in a household. You don't want the child going this way and that way and that way and this way. You want the child to have a grounded, you know, solid foundation, you know, grow up in life where they will soar an adventure and a journey and find happiness and love and all the good stuff. You know, not go out and rob and steal and kill and hurt and join
also,
gangs,
you know,
and cry.
If you
know,
want, let me, Garlic, hold on a second. I want to remind people that if you want to join in the conversation, you can either do it to our chat room or you can give a call at 515-602-9657. That's 515-602-9657. And be part of the conversation. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for freedom, because the Constitution, the First Amendment, is under attack because the current regime, and that's what they are, will take the right to have free speech. Because
you
if
know,
you go
they're
against
going
their
after
regime,
people.
They're going to go after them.
They're going after them. They're going after different people throughout the country. They're going
if you
after
support...
They're going after a governor in, I think it's Minnesota. I'm not sure. They're going after people in different parts who supported President Trump and all believed that the election was manipulated to be lost. Okay? How's that for the way it happened? They took advantage with the COVID. They manipulated and violated the law in all these states to make sure that they could steal the election.
And that's what it is.
Would that be correct about the process?
Yes. That's a good way of saying
it.
Yeah, it was a stolen election. And I don't care who they say. I don't care if Biden goes out. It was a stolen election. And we got to make sure that if we end up going on trial with the J6 stuff, we got to open up
every book. Watch, evidence disappeared. I bet you all those ballots are gone. You can't even find them. They destroyed everything.
That's it. That'll be over anyway. They can't, because they can't. See, what happens is they can't produce the evidence against the charge. The case gets dismissed.
Discovery evidence that was there asking for it, then everybody in each state is going to jail.
Yeah. They call basically eliminate the Democrats / communists. By the way, and here's a little bit part of it.
I'll sit back with my feet up and enjoy that.
Yeah. Let me get this done. Toleration only works when all sides participate. Anytime you're dealing with a totalitarian ideology, cancer, if you tolerate, they will dominate. You can't allow others to dominate you. Radical pride activists, gender fluid ideologies, BLM Marxists, climate cultists, censorship parasites. For years, conservatives have tried to appease these radicals. Their reward has been totalitarians. Look what's going on now. And they must be confronted head on. Their lies must be called out. Their agenda must not only be defeated, but plotted from the face of the earth, eliminated from the face of the earth. 2023 is the beginning of the Great Awakening across America. The great confrontation has begun. And we are a part of it. Trump is the leader, but to make America great and to expose the deep state, the cabal, and to get rid of all the garbage that's of the corruption, the lies, the criminals and stuff in the next country, to make America great again and bring it back to what the intentions are. Finally, fathers are there, and he is the leader. But the movement, the mega movement, to survive without him, and we could continue to build on it. So either way, they may be able to get him down, which they won't, but what they're doing is making him stronger, and they're making us to get off our feet and the will of people. What they're doing is did what the Japanese did when they bombed Pearl Harbor, and they waked up a sleeping giant with great resolve, and they're going to, just like Japan, they're going to lose too.
Yeah, but how about Whitmer allowing to seize the CCP?
They're going to turn around. Know what they're going to do? They're going to turn around and kill her. They don't believe in the CCP. The CCP has an ulterior motive. When they got tired, they're going to take her out.
They're allowing them in. The snake is here.
You're right. By the way, Merrick Garland is trying to give Hunter Biden immunity and locking up the Joe Biden top political opponent. And this is called election interference. And
he can't do that. He doesn't have the authority to do that.
Right. Well, the agreement that was, that the one agreement was part 15, agreement not to prosecute. It says from that point, and I say, reading it off of the actual document, the United States agrees not to criminally prosecute Biden outside of the terms of this agreement for any federal, this is for Hunter, federal crimes encompassed by the attached statement of facts, attachment A, and the statement of facts attached on Exhibit 1 to the memorandum of plea agreements filed the same day. This agreement does not provide any protection.
He cannot circumvent the judge. He doesn't have more power than the judge.
Right. That's what the deal was. They're trying to sneak in the judge's sword and kick the deal off. But that's what he was trying to do.
He can't circumvent the judge.
No.
Poodle head. He's a poodle. Nice try.
Yeah, I know.
Shit. You know what? Just because they say jump off the bridge doesn't mean you're going to jump off the bridge.
Anyway, you know? You're talking about this laying the snake in. Well, here we go. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me, even why. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. Now you knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, old tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. That's my Pence is the snake. That is the every single Democrat's a snake of this country.
Mitch McConnell. Chris Christie, Tim Scott, Will Hurd. They're all slimes.
All those people that walk away from.
What's the woman's name that's running? Oh, I forgot her name. The woman that's running for president.
For the Democrats?
The Indians. No.
Nikki Haley.
What happened to her face?
I don't know.
I got a better one. What happened to Monica Crowley's face?
I don't know. They do a lot of facelifting, I guess.
I would never recognize these women on the street. They do not look like themselves. What happened to them? Low self-esteem. Shit. You know, I don't know. Be who you are. Love yourself. It's not about the body. It's about the person. You know? Nobody cares. And if they do, they're shallow losers. People are loved and revered because they're such great people. I'll give you a great person. You want to know who I think is awesome? I think Greg Kelly's awesome.
He's doing great. I think him. I think Rod Schmidt.
He counts. He puts himself on the line. He's a straight shooter. He's direct. He expresses it as is. He's a great, great gentleman. He served our country, you know? He's a great dad and a great husband, just a great person, okay?
His father was
a great person, okay? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, okay?
I think Rod Schmidt's there. There's a bunch of people on Newsmax is pretty good. I think OSPN is good.
Yeah.
OAN, if you can get them.
Yeah.
Don't forget, people who want Fox, go to the
Switches
Out There Voice of People. No.
I just don't watch Fox that much. Unless I catch something really good. But you know who's good? Jesse Waters. And I read that they're going to be kicking Greg Gutfeld off.
He's actually pretty funny and pretty good. I also like Maria Bartiromo. She's good in Fox Business Network. That's another good one.
The news. Oh, I can't think of his name. The one with the glasses. He has a square head. Oh, crap.
I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Most of the good people, Fox or elsewhere, now they're basically on Newsmax or some other place. So.
You know, I read yesterday that Peter Ducey had a child back, in February, and he's still on leave. He's still on leave.
I don't know.
Oh, I read that.
Yeah. Anyway, one other breaking news that was this afternoon is that they found out that Hunter Biden was giving out burner phones to some of his Excel associates so they could keep things on the wraps on the criminal activity.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah,
Has he done drugs or has he had a drink lately?
Probably.
And the judge don't do shit. See, if it was you and me, we'd be in jail. Bunch of bullshit. I want the law to stand strong. I want the law followed. I want true justice. Okay? That's what I want. I want President Trump back. Okay? And I want him to pick tough people who will do the job. Okay? Especially an attorney general. Okay? Sessions and Barr were they took advantage of him and his good nature.
Let me give you,
they said one
yeah,
thing,
let me,
and they didn't do the job. Okay, so now he needs
let
to
me get this.
Tough.
Let me get this out to you because we have record number of homeless Americans. 300 Americans die of fentanyl daily. They tell women abortion is health care and birth control, killing over 63 million that men can't get pregnant. They brainwash. They tell people that men can get pregnant. They brainwash children that they can change their gender and amputate their growing body parts. Our border is out of control, and our government refuses to secure it. Our very own nation is number one for child pornography and sex trafficking, just mentioned the rest
and
earlier.
Inflation has moved up the ranks.
Yeah, let me forget to continue this. Our society is overweight and unhealthy. Senior citizens can't survive with Social Security anymore. Inflation is crippling everyone. Americans are drowning in credit card debt. And America's once great manufacturing is great no more. Our supply chain comes from the rest of the world, making us dependent on everyone else and weak and vulnerable. But they are telling you that the most important thing they are doing is the dying President Trump for January 6, 2021. As if anyone is actually waking up at night in sweats over January 6th and terrified that Republicans care about election integrity, that no Democrat ever said stolen election. But sure, these are the scariest things Americans face daily. Yeah, while they all supported violent BLM riots, these Democrats, that destroyed $2 billion of private property in communities across America, that killed people and attacked police day and night, while they violate your rights locking down our country over a man-made biological weapon that was like a flu for most of the healthy population, and especially children, force you to take an experimental vaccine that killed people with strokes, blood clots, myocarditis, and has left people with serious health issues and are forcing our country and Americans to pay for it all, switching us to unreliable electric cars run by Chinese-made toxic batteries, Chinese-made bird-killing wind turbines, and stop using reliable U.S. gas and clean coal because the climate gods said that we must achieve the unachievable net zero carbon, which will make electricity scarce and affordable for most Americans, plunging us literally to the darkness. But don't worry, they are going to put Trump in jail until he's dead and stop the scary election deniers. Yeah, these are the grown-ups back in charge, the responsible ones, the ones you are supposed to trust your children with. Oh, and Biden selling out America, pulling favors for foreign countries and foreign nationals. Hunter's business partners, they say it's all conspiracy and political paybacks. The proof and evidence not even newsworthy to most of the media. Just arresting Trump and playing the same old three-hour riot from January 6th is the only thing they are supposed to care about. Give them games. Throw more bread to the peasants in the Coliseum.
Not working.
Show Americans
more and more people are supporting President Trump.
Right. By the way, you can watch President Trump on... You can watch President Trump on speaking South Carolina GOP dinner on August 5th on ESPN on Newsmax. You can watch also President Trump speaking at Alabama GOP dinner on August 4th, also on ESPN and Newsmax. And you can watch and you can also watch tomorrow, you can watch live on ESPN, Donald J. Trump D.C. indictment. That's what we'll be coming live to. Thing there.
I was going to say the polls around the country are strong for President Trump. So.
That is true. By the way, the Dems cannot deny Goldman, that guy Goldman from New York. He's one of the original impeachers against Trump. He admitted that Hunter put Joe Biden on the phone.
You know what? I'm waiting for them to do their job.
That's it. And we got some sports news yesterday. The Houston Astros, Framber Valdez threw a no-hitter yesterday.
Congrats. Very nice. When does football start?
The first exhibition game is on NBC tomorrow evening. The Jets play, and I forgot who they play against, but they're playing. And I think it's called the Hall of Fame game.
Will the Jets go all the way this year, people?
Well, they got
the
team.
Go to Super Bowl?
They
Will
got
they
the team. They got the team. You could call them the New York Green Bay Packers, basically, because the whole Packer team practically came over to the Jets.
They haven't won since Joe Namath, the 69. Yeah. I say it every year, you know. But you can only hope and pray. Will they do it or will they choke? We will see as the season progresses. I mean, the Mets choked, and it's only July.
Yeah. Yep.
There's no hope there. The Yankees are doing good.
Yeah, but they're not going to go anywhere. They might make Mario Kart. No, what's really surprising, it's doing pretty good, is the Marlins. They have a shot at a wild card.
Excellent. Are the Steinbrenner's sons growing up?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Dad.
No,
Dad was the best. George,
I don't know.
He was
good. I don't know.
You know what they say: second generation just doesn't have the right. You know, they're a green apple. You know, look at Walmart. Okay, Sam. I understand Sam Walston was a sweetheart. And now his children are just critters. You know, ran it into the ground. Took a billion-dollar operation and just made it schlock. You know? You know who funneled down all the good stuff to business? Do you know who that is? Donald J. Trump funneled down to his children business.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. They don't alter the business plan. Okay? It works. See, they don't change it, they don't slice it, they don't dice it. They utilize all those resources that their father and put into place that he learned from his father, okay, and expanded upon it, okay? That's success, okay? If it isn't broken, don't fix it, okay? Like I myself in business, I set precedents in all different areas of business because you should never put all your eggs in one basket. So I have many baskets, okay? And I set a precedent, so I will funnel down to my son to work business, okay? That he will take his talents and spread it and grow it, okay? And he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken him out since he was a teeny baby in the carriage on meetings, okay? He knows how to do a close. He knows how to make money. He's a capitalist. When he was in school, he was wheeling and dealing, making his own money, making his stuff, putting it together. People were buying it, okay? And he's still doing it, okay? He knows nothing is handed to you. He knows that you have to work for it and build it and have great customer service and the gift of gab and charm and respect. And integrity, okay? Who's your name? Whatever it ever be is where it's at. If you have a bad name, you're bad. You ain't never going to ever bring it out of the thing. But if you have a good name and a great reputation, can I finish?
Anyway, I got something from Trump. Don't let me read to you. He sent it to us to read here. It's from the Article 3 Project. Article 3 Project Statement on the latest Trump indictment from Merrick Garland and Jack Smith. Mike Davis, who's the founder president of Article 3 Project, A3P, issued the following statement after Merrick Garland and Jack Smith indicted President Donald J. Trump in their investigation to the events of January 6, 2021. This is a quote. Yesterday, Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, presented to Congress clear evidence that President Biden is compromised by his active participation as the Vice President of the United States in his son's corrupt foreign business dealings with China, Ukraine, and global trouble spots. Yet today, Attorney General Merrick Garland isn't even investigating his boss. Instead, while actively protecting his boss and his family, Garland indicted his boss's chief political enemy again, this time for the non-crime of twisting political arms and objecting to a presidential election, which before today was only illegal in third world Marxist hellholes. Quote, Biden clearly fears he may not beat Trump in the next election. And before Hitman, Jack Smith has no problem getting reversed unanimously by the Supreme Court years after the political destruction is done, after his political persecutions of disfavored presidential contenders. So using novel and absurd legal theories, Garland, Smith, and the Biden Justice Department want a D.C. prosecutor, judge, and jury instead of the American people to decide the next election. If you beat him, indict him. Quote, this is election interference at its worst. This will not fly with the American people. It's long past time for House Republicans to defund Jack Smith, which they're doing right now, and to impeach Biden and Garland for the corruption, obstruction, and election interference. On November 5th, 2024, the American people will decide President Trump's legal fate, said Davis. The Article 3 Project as A3P was founded by veteran GOP operative attorney Mike Davis, who, after helping win the Senate confirmation battles of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, developed a reputation as take-no-prisoners conservative eager to challenge the left with hardball tactics, as reported in the New York Times. A3P defends constitutionalist judges, punches back radical assaults on judicial independence like court packing, and opposes traditional and other nominees who are outside of the mainstream. Davis previously served as chief counsel for nominations to Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, and on the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary, and led the Senate confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh and a record number of circuit court judges. A3P is similar to Alliance Defending Freedom. So that just came over. What do you think of that?
I think that we need to arrest them. When's that happening? Nobody knows.
Probably as soon as maybe tomorrow, next day.
I want to see him impeached. I want Kamala and him impeached. I want Merrick Garland. I want them to be defunded. Defund them. Take away the money. Come on, do your job. Have some courage. Shut it down. Okay? Starve them. Their two-year-olds having tantrums. Starve them. Send them to their room. Come on. Do your job. That is what I have to say.
Yeah. I know. And we got 12 minutes left.
13.
Yeah. I'll tell you. It's very important that we do this, and we got to continue the fight. I urge again everyone and all the American people, everyone that's listening to us, to stand up and fight. This is a war.
They cannot crap on the First Amendment, freedom of speech. I will not be told what I can and can't say, okay? I will not be stifled, okay? I am an American.
Yes.
And my Constitution, where our founding fathers, where Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams wrote.
Okay, we got to wake the American people up. We got to gear them up to fight. We're going to play a song to do that, and then maybe one more, and then we're going to close the show with our normal stuff. But here we go.
Okay.
Time to stand up and fight. It's time to go, and let's do this. We'll be right back. okay, that's a spot off. We have to really stand up. We got to fight. We got to do it. We can't let can't do that because they're coming after you. It's not Trump. They're coming after you and me and everyone under the sun. Every single, they're coming after your children. They're coming after you. They're coming after your seniors, your parents, your grandparents. They're coming after your business, your jobs, your bills, your monies, everything under the sun. You, if you have a voice against what they want you to say, they're coming after you. This is communism. This is the war. Our Constitution is under attack. Our freedom's under attack. This is the American Revolution Part 2. We have to bring back our founding principles and our founding fathers, and we'll get here and hear us a little more attentive, and let's get the eye of the tiger and get this fight, because we all got to take up time and get if you have weapons to protect your house, protect your fear and freedoms, get them and keep them there. We have to make sure that we're there to protect ourselves. This isn't a revolution. This is not kidding. This is serious. We are under attack. If they're not going after Trump, they're going after all of us. Trump sets us in the way. That's what this is. So here we go. Can we read them on the show? Scarlett, you want to say goodnight?
I want to tell everybody, have a great week. I'll be back on Sunday and watch his events. Like he's saying, his events unfold. Let's see if they got some courage. This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye.
Anyway, this is Joe going to say, get up there and stand up and be counted. Every American person, doesn't matter what party you are, should be outraged because what happens to one can happen to another. And, and this is not something that happens in this country. We have elections, not the judicial system going the opposition. Only in China, communist China and Russia, and all the communist nations do that. So stand up and be counted. Our freedom's under attack, the Constitution under attack, and fight. We'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. God bless you all, and have a great evening. Fight for America.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love